Audiobook sales have seen double-digit growth every year for more than a decade, and a recent Spotify survey has a lot of great details. We're going to find out about that this morning from Xavier X. Jernigan. He's the voice of AI DJ with Spotify, as well as the head of cultural partnerships. What a great career title for you, Xavier, huh?
It's pretty awesome. I made it all up, Bruce. That's the best kind of title you can have.
Right. Well, you're the one who knows what it's all about. Let's talk about this Spotify survey related to audiobooks. What did you find out about our interest in that?
Well, we did a consumer survey of over 1,000 Americans nationwide, and it showed that people are turning to audiobooks for comfort listening, meaning 63% of our respondents listen to audiobooks for relaxation and 51% listen for comfort. Those are the top emotions associated with audiobook listening. Plus, Bruce, 41% of audiobook listeners prefer audiobooks because of the cognitive benefits, like improving their memory or keeping their minds active. I know that's something I need. So it's one way to just keep your mind sharp, keep your thoughts flowing. And Gen Z and millennials lead in audiobook listening, with 72% of 18 to 34-year-olds listening to audiobooks. Young people are leading the way.
Where did you find out kind of how or when they kind of listen to these audiobooks at the most? Any kind of that information?
Yeah, that's a great question. Audiobooks are perfect for those multitask minutes during the day. 20% say they listen to audiobooks during their morning routine, while 35% report listening while getting ready for bed. So whether you're getting ready in the morning, whether you're getting ready for bed, in between time during the day, whether you're walking or getting a workout in, you can listen to audiobooks while you do other things. And a big percentage of those respondents like to listen while they take a walk. They take their favorite authors for a stroll. 31% of our respondents say they like to do it during those multitask hours and taking a walk.
Well, let's talk about some of the things. You know, we think of Spotify a lot of times, obviously, for music. Maybe audiobooks is something that people haven't looked into. Talk a little bit about some of the new announcements you have coming out this week.
Well, we have an exciting announcement that our premium subscribers, all eligible premium U.S. subscribers, what that means are primary account holders for our dual plan, for our family plan, you now have 15 hours of audiobook listening included in your premium account. So along with the music that you just mentioned, Bruce, I'm talking over 10 million songs that are out. So your favorite artists, your favorite songs, your favorite albums, even your favorite AI DJ, me, you can listen to us. You can listen to the podcasts. We have over 5 million podcasts. They're all side by side. We're the only platform on planet Earth where you can listen to music, hop over to podcasts, and then hop over to audiobooks. You can listen to your favorite artist, your favorite album, then listen to a podcast featuring that artist, and then listen to an audiobook about that artist. I think it's really amazing, and that's our big announcement today. So 15 hours included with your premium account is now available to you.
As long as I don't have a test after listening to the artist to learn all about his life growing up and the career struggles and maybe some of his new music, but it's a great way to, I guess, to go in-depth if you find something interesting. When people are listening to audiobooks, any idea average how much they listen at a particular time, or do they just kind of get lost in the story?
It varies. It varies per person. I can tell you the average length of an audiobook is 7 to 9 hours. So 15 hours gets you about 2 audiobooks per month. So people hop in and hop out. It's during those times, during those multitask times that we talked about, when they're traveling, when they're commuting, when they're on the trains here in New York, when you're taking a road trip. I'm going to be traveling to Florida with my mother for Thanksgiving, and then I'm taking her to Alabama. So I'm going to listen to a book that she physically gave me for Christmas last year, Black Cake by Charmaine Wilkinson, that I did not have a chance to read yet just because of the time constraints. Now I get to listen to it while I travel with her, sitting right next to the person who gave me the book. She's going to listen to it because she bought the book for herself, and she still hasn't listened to it or hasn't read it yet, yeah. But now she can listen to it.
Well, you get the same content that way. I wonder if people have favorite narrators that they like. A lot of times, maybe somebody connected with the book, they'll do it, but other people are, you know, sometimes you like the way that person sounds or the way, just like the way they tell the story. Is that searchable too? Can you find those details out?
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of audiobooks. You can search by narrator, and some are narrated by your favorite actors. Some are narrated by the authors themselves. So that's one thing that's really cool. And then it's also the sound design that they choose to use and choose to express the audiobook through that. I was listening to Fat Joe's autobiography in audiobook form the other day, and he has different sound effects that highlight and illuminate what's happening, what he himself is narrating. And I just added an extra element to it.
Just keeps a different way of getting in the oral sense of when you're looking, getting through it. And obviously, you talked about multitasking, and I guess maybe that's the key to this whole thing, is you're able to do one thing, but yet still get a chance to get some either education or entertainment, or just, as you mentioned, sort of a relaxing story to take your mind off of what's going on.
That's right. This just opens up what the world of books looks like now. It's not taking away from physically reading. What it does is add to the experience of reading. And what does that mean? What does that look like? What does that sound like? And that's a beautiful thing.
People want to get some good information about what we talked about today, or maybe get on board with Spotify. Where's a good place to do that?
What you should do is download Spotify, go on Android, go on Apple, whatever platform you have, go to the App Store, download Spotify, subscribe to Premium. And then what you do is, once you have that premium account, you can go on Home or Home Recommendations, tap audiobooks at the top, or you can go to Search and then go down to the Audiobooks Hub and then choose from 200,000 audiobooks. We have 70% of the best-selling titles, and just pick and enjoy your 15 hours a month.
Sounds good. Well, Xavier X. Jernigan, our Spotify AI DJ, joining us this morning and talking about the new audiobooks available with Spotify. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me, Bruce. And people should give the gift of audiobooks for Christmas this year. I know people are trying to figure out their wish list and what they want to gift. Audiobooks, perfect gift.